Okay, this is London feeding a long CR from Gilbert da Costa in Abuja. That's a long CR from Gilbert da Costa in Abuja. The title is Nigeria Troops. That's Nigeria Troops. There's one piece of actuality fed in the clear at the end. Duration of the piece, 1 minute 50 seconds. That's 1:50, and the piece follows in 5.
The deployment of a fresh batch of Nigerian troops in Darfur is going ahead, despite Sudan's order that the African Union force be withdrawn when its mandate ends later this month. Nigerian soldiers form the bulk of the 7,000-strong African Union contingent in Sudan. Nigeria Army spokesman Colonel Ayo Olaniyan says the deployment is to fill in for a Nigerian detachment that has just completed a six-month duty tour.
We're in the process of rotating troops in Sudan, and the actual floor is 680 soldiers of the Nigerian Army of a 103 battalion traveling to Sudan to replace the field engineering regiment, which is on its way back home after 6 months in that operation in the Sudan. The movement commenced on last Friday and will be spread over the next 2 weeks or so.
Most African leaders have welcomed the United Nations resolution on the deployment of a larger and more robust military contingent in Darfur to replace the under-equipped African peacekeepers. Khartoum has rejected the UN deployment, and analysts say the removal of African troops could complicate the humanitarian crisis in the area. The Sudan government is believed to be contemplating a military offensive in northern Darfur. Fighting has intensified in recent days. The government and a rebel faction signed a peace agreement in Abuja last May, but fighting continued with the African Union force unable to enforce a ceasefire that came into effect with the signing of the Abuja Accord. Fighting in the region, which is along Sudan's western border, has resulted in at least 200,000 deaths in 3 years and displaced more than 2 million people. Gilbert da Costa for VOA News, Abuja.